Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Emmanuel's not just going to sit there and take that.
I love Emmanuel's voice.
So last night, Emmanuel Babari said, oh, okay. You guys like shtick? Okay. You guys like shtick? I'll give you shtick. And it all started in the bottom of the fourth inning when Emmanuel Babari on WFAN in the middle of a Yankee game said something so reprehensible, even Susan Waldman was taken back.
I take a lot of pride in Mustard losing. Not a big fan of Mustard.
You take a lot of pride in Mustard losing? I think we better check your priorities here.
If Mustard won, I would have been...
You don't like Mustard?
I think it's vile.
It's vile?
Here's Bobby Witt Jr., righty hitter. He takes a strike in her half, 0-1.
Oh, never mind learning teams. I mean, we have to discuss this. Vile? Mustard's wonderful. One of the great...
Oh, so you're
going to
convince me
times.
On Mustard?
No.
So, there's so many elements here. First of all, Susan, I just want to thank you.
Yes.
I want to thank
you. For not letting it go.
Not letting it go. And by the way, the reason he said I'm glad Mustard lost is they had a, I guess they had a race
last
night.
It's a condiment
night.
Race.
Yeah. They had a condiment race in Kansas City. And so that's why he said, hey, look, I'm so glad Mustard lost.
Mm-hmm.
But not only was Susan great for not letting it slide, Susan stood up for Mustard. And that meant a lot to me and everybody in the community who are big Mustard guys. Like, personally, I not only put only Mustard on my hot dog, I eat French fries only with Mustard.
Ugh.
I'm a big Mustard guy.
I can't do.
Oh.
But the hot dog with the Mustard, yes. I used to be an everything guy. Mustard, ketchup. Put a little onions on there, whatever. Now I'm just Mustard.
I only buy Mustard in my house when I know people are coming over for a barbecue, and it immediately goes in the garbage, and I will rebuy a new one when people...
You're like Emmanuel? You hate Mustard?
So, yeah, I mean, first of all, I am happy that Susan stuck up for Mustard because it doesn't deserve that kind
no.
of hate.
No, it's vile is what he said.
But I, too, find it vile. But it doesn't mean I don't respect those.
Where did he grow up, Emmanuel?
In New York. Dude,
he's a Long Island guy.
He hates Mustard?
I'm a Long Island. I hate Mustard. I find it so disgusting. Like, it has that.
What?
If you don't have the yellow mustard, you get the brown mustard, that, like, sandy texture, the sharp taste.
The spicy brown mustard is what you're talking about.
The texture is why you have it.
No, if, like, anything even touches a speck of mustard, I will throw out the entire hot dog, burger, whatever.
Really?
You go to Florida, you order McDonald's for the first time, and they have mustard on the burger, it's made me throw up. I can't stand it.
That is crazy. So you and Emmanuel both have that same opinion.
Is this a Long Island thing?
I don't know.
I love mustard. I'm from Long Island.
I know people on Long Island love mustard, and I'm not telling everybody what to like and what not to like, but personally, it is up there as far as I will not touch a thing if mustard.
See, like, obviously we all have different preferences. I don't bemoan. I don't rip anybody. I think I used that word incorrectly. It's a misnomer. I don't think anyone's wrong for not liking something. It's when you go over the top with it. I mean, Emmanuel called it vile.
Vile.
He said mustard is vile.
Well, but he must have had a bad experience.
I've gagged eating mustard before.
Gagged eating mustard?
Yeah, like, I've done that.
But why? Where did it start? There had to be something. I'll give you a for instance. When I was at UVA, I got tapped into the society, the Rotunda Burning Society. What they do is they come around with a little fire hat. Two of them. One has M&M's, one has Jim Beam. And you just indulge all night. I got so sick from Jim Beam. Anytime I smell Jim Beam, it's vile to me.
It stays with you.
Because something happened. Now, the higher ends of Jim Beam, that's something different. But the one that I was drinking when I was in college,
right.
When I smell it, it makes me sick.
So there had to be
something.
Yeah.
That makes you say, Vile.
I alluded to it a little while ago, but I will take you back. The summer was 1993. It was a very hot summer, and I got in the station wagon with my grandparents at 6 years old, and we drove down to Port St. Lucie, Florida, which is not like the Port St. Lucie you see today.
Yeah.
And there was one place to get fast food. It was McDonald's. So we stop off at McDonald's, and I was unaware of what McDonald's would do to their burgers in Florida. And I ordered the two cheeseburger Happy Meal, cheeseburger Happy Meal. Shawnee was fat. Two cheeseburgers for me. Bit in. And I almost choked to death in the back seat of their station wagon with the wood paneling because I had mustard on the burger.
So since then, you've been anti-mustard?
I've tried to go back as my years have gone on. And every time I go, I get a gag reflex.
But there's so many different kinds of mustard.
Yeah. Yeah.
The yellow mustard, the spicy brown.
The only one I will give you.
You got Dijon. You got Grey Poupon.
Suffolk
community. Roll down your window down. Would you happen to have some Grey Poupon?
Suffolk.
Anything else would be uncivilized. You're not old enough to remember.
I remembered it's a commercial.
out the window. Suffolk Community College had a very sweet honey mustard.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That was
honey mustard? That's even great. What do you eat your chicken fingers with, dude?
No, I will have
that. Don't tell me it's barbecue sauce.
No, I do. First of all, don't disgrace barbecue sauce.
Ugh.
Very sweet honey mustard I'll do, but any kind of regular mustard I am so out on. And I think if something makes you gag, it has to be deemed vile.
Wow. All right. So something,
there's a joke in there. But.
Yeah, right.
Just saying.
I think what he was trying to say is that's what... Nah, forget it. I'm not even touching it. But
we're not talking about dogs.
That wasn't the only thing that Emmanuel did last night to up his game. Last night, the New York Yankees won a baseball game against the Kansas City Royals. They held on to win 4-2. And as you guys may recall, the former two-time New York Met, the former DFA'd Met two times, Michael Tonkin came into the game.
Does this bother you, by the way?
That Michael Tonkin has been good for the Yankees?
No. He hasn't been good. He has been exceptional
the Yankees. Does it bother me? It doesn't, because I think there are certain guys in baseball who are just on that cycle of DFAs. And it's just, it is what it is with the business. So it doesn't bother me. But I get it. Tonkin wasn't good as a Met. He was there twice. He's got a 0.9 ERA with the Yankees. It's more, as a reliever, he'll eventually suck. No offense. Like, eventually, Michael Tonkin will be bad.
Stop.
And everybody knows that. But last night, when Michael Tonkin got the last out, Emmanuel Bavari came ready to play.
Infield plays for the pole. Outfield is deep. 4-2 Yanks, bottom nine. Tonkin set. Runner goes. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Trevino completes a put out at first. Yankees win. Now we're Tonkin. His first Yankee save. Yankees 4, Royals 2, Michael Tonkin, what a story he's been.
That's
and
right.
Comes in the ninth inning to lock down the road trip opener.
He said, now we're Tonkin.
Oh, I love that.
So here's the challenge, though, for Emmanuel Bari. He's got to come up with multiple of those for a lot of different people.
Now we're Tonkin.
A lot of different circumstances.
I agree.
That can't be a one-off. It can't be.
No, I think
you have to force people to listen for you to say clever things like that.
Emmanuel needs to be, this is my opinion, he doesn't have to listen. I'm not the decider here, and this isn't a competition. We're all just broadcasting Yankee games.
But it is a competition.
For me, selfishly, I think what he's got to do is basically be Sean. And what I mean by that is Sean, almost too much, will occasionally throw in these puns that are just so stupid. But eventually you're like, oh, that's his thing. So I think Emmanuel's thing is the dumb pun.
Now we're Tonkin.
What's up, Holmes?
There you go. In fact, you should get on the phone with him and give him all these links. Give him a list.
Should.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Instead of a Yankees win, the Yankees like Sterling, just make a pun about the ending
that's
out.
That's it. And even the pun throughout the game. But like, there's so many opportunities.
But you got to be ready for it.
Yeah, no, I think Emmanuel will. Yeah, honestly, if I'm Justin Shackle, I'm sweating right now. Because you've had Ricky bring some shtick, and now Emmanuel stepped up his game. Shackle's got to be pits
and sweating. And it's necessary for radio, because there's no visual medium. It's all auditory.
You now we're talking.
But let me ask you this. You said he was prepared. So last night, the Yankees...
I don't know if he was prepared.
No, there's no way he was. If he got prepared, he got prepared in the ninth inning.
Because Michael Tompkins was not exactly expected to shut down that game with a 4-2 lead in the ninth inning. Like, we didn't know that. I mean, we may have known Clay Holmes wasn't available, but we wasn't sure who was getting the ninth inning. So that must have been a, as he's coming in, let me think of something. Susan's not in the booth now. I got this whole space mentally to think about this. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. And then he executed it brilliantly. I thought Emmanuel had an amazing night last night.
Yeah, he